The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
For those who are considering the purchase of a fully electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle, just how many grants can you avail of? And how do you go about getting those grants? How much can you save by driving electric? Well, to help answer these questions, Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, is on the line. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and good to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. 13% by market share, all electric, plus another 6.78% plug-in electric hybrid. It means 20% of the market is pretty electric.
Yeah, I mean, the electric cars are growing all the time and they're sort of bucking the actual trend at the moment, because car sales, new car sales, are down about 1.2% on this time last year, and they're actually down about 14% on pre-COVID levels. But EVs, as you say, are going from strength to strength, and we've sold about 12,665 battery electric new cars this year.
Now, looking at the top five, which is the best seller?
So the Volkswagen ID.4 is the number one seller at the moment. Now, it's very much competing for that top slot with Hyundai's Ioniq 5, but there's also Kia's EV6, Volkswagen's ID.3 is also doing really well at the moment, and the Nissan Leaf. So they're the kind of top five, and they have been for the past few months, Pat.
Now, talk to me about how much it costs to buy one of these things, and how much that, if you like, top line price is reduced by grants.
Okay, well, I think the important thing to remember is there are grants available, obviously, for electric cars, but the price that you see advertised in car dealerships on the showroom floors is the price you will pay. You don't go into the dealership and suddenly get a great surprise and they knock off another 5,000 or another 10,000. So it's important to keep that in mind. In terms of the cars that are selling, they've sort of priced between 40 and 50 is the price you're going to pay for new electric, for the kind of popular models at the moment, Pat. Now, in terms of grants, there's obviously the VRT relief of 5,000. That's up to 5,000 euros on a battery electric car. Now, that has been the last budget they announced that would be extended until 2023. It's not expected to be changed or altered in this budget, but there's no VRT relief for plug-in hybrids. That was removed in December 2020. Now, there's also a 5,000 euro SEIA grant on battery electric vehicles. And again, that applies to cars under 60,000.
OK, so you get VRT relief and you get the SEIA grant if the car costs less than 60,000. What about the charging unit? There's a grant for that.
Yeah, so now there's been a change to this as well. So you can apply for 600 euros to install a home charger. Now, this has always been, if you have a new electric car, you buy a secondhand electric car, you can apply for that. But it was recently extended and it's now open to all homeowners to apply for the grant. So you don't have to be an electric car owner. You can just install one in your house. The other thing that's interesting, Pat, is they finally made it much easier for apartment dwellers. Again, this was brought in during the summer. So now if you're a management company running an apartment complex, you can apply directly to the SEAI for grant support for putting in the infrastructure costs, and also they will also give you a grant per charge point. And then if you're an apartment dweller and there's a charging network already in your complex, you can talk to the management company about getting permission to join that and apply then to the SEAI for a grant for your own charger. So that makes things an awful lot easier for apartment dwellers, who obviously make up a huge number of, you know, the proportion of the population. Yeah.
Now, if you have to pay road tax, which you do, is it a lot cheaper for an EV or a PHEV?
Yeah, so motor tax for a battery electric, you avail of the lowest rate, that's 120. And for a plug-in hybrid, it's usually around the region of about 170 is what you're paying. So you do get reduced amounts. You also get a tolling reduction of about 50% for battery electric and about 25% for plug-in hybrids. So there's lots of savings to be made sort of in your daily running costs, Pat.
Now, benefit in kind for those who are supplied with a motor car by their company. How does that work? Do you save money there?
Yes, so that's 0% up to 50,000 at the moment without mileage conditions. But that has been extended out to 2025, but it'll be tapered back and it'll eventually by 2025 only be worth 10,000. So we'll see that literally being tapered back over the next couple of years.
OK, now, the cost of running a car, number one, on maintenance, EVs are much less maintenance intensive because the electric motor is a lot simpler than the internal combustion engine. But in terms of the actual running cost, the cost of electricity versus the cost of diesel or petrol, how does that work out?
Yeah, I mean, it's considerably cheaper to run an electric car. We know that. But it all depends on where you're getting your electricity supply from. And one of the reasons why I always recommend to people, don't consider at the moment buying an electric car unless you have access to a home charger, is not only the convenience of the home charger, but also the cost of it. It's much cheaper to charge at home than it is to charge on the public network. Now, again, charging at home, Pat, it really, really depends on you doing your homework. There's various different deals out there that offer really good night rates. Obviously, if you have an electric car, you want to be availing of a cheap night rate. The only issue with that is you tend to pay quite a lot during the day than even a more expensive daily rate. So you really have to do your homework on what suits you best. Yeah. But there are, I mean, there's night rates out there that you'll get for 9 cents per kilowatt. I mean, that makes running an EV incredibly cheap.
And finally, Geraldine, has anyone done the comparison, you know, the price per kilometre or per 10,000 kilometres if you're charging at home versus buying petrol or diesel at the pump?
Yeah, Kia did an interesting one. Now, this is based on an electricity charge of 26 cents a unit. So that would be more expensive than, you know, any of the night rates. Petrol and diesel priced at 2.20 a litre and a consumption of 5.5 litres per 100. But roughly, if you were doing 18,000 kilometres a year, which would be fairly standard mileage, on an EV, it would cost you just a little over €1,000. A plug-in hybrid would cost you 1,368, whereas a petrol or diesel would cost you 2,168. So big difference there in the figures.
Half price effectively between petrol and diesel and a fully EV. Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.